Right, it's time to do what we do every Monday at this time. We call it hashtag Fix My Joburg. One thing we've always been very good at in this country and probably in this city as much as nationally is making plans, creating structures. And so that Johannesburg has something called the Soweto Strategic Area Framework. We thought we'd take a closer look at that and what it might do or what it might already have done. We're joined as always by Ferial Hafagi from Daily Maverick. Ferial, a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. I was so interested when I saw this release on the Soweto Strategic Area Framework. And also because, to be frank, Soweto has come up as one of the hot spots on the election campaign trail with communities, they're up in arms about many things. I thought this one looks interesting because it's part of the Global Future City program of the city, and they want to use Soweto, which is called Region D in how the city understands itself, and to develop it into a true city district, I suppose, like you would see in New York or in London. They say there that this Soweto has the opportunity to function independently and be a place where people can live, work, and play. I remember when I went on the camp, when I was covering one of the local elections, the former mayor, Park Star, took me to Soweto as the key area of what we call success of his time.
Right.
And I thought we might chat to the MMC, Tapela Ahmad, today to see what this framework is, but also to set certain benchmarks so that we can come back again and see whether it is beginning to work.
So let's welcome MMC for Development Planning, Tapela Ahmad. Councillor, thanks for your time. Has the Soweto Strategic Area Framework actually done anything, or is it busy being set up?
Thank you very much, John Ferial Hafagi. I would like to greet you first and greet the listeners at home. So for now, the Soweto Strategic Area Framework, it's a guiding document of a special and urban vision. So it's a futuristic document which we successfully tabled in council, I think it's a month or two ago, so that the residents can adopt. But it was a guideline to say we need to engage the citizens, we need to create active citizens. So that it's a public document. It has to be made a public document so that there can never be Sowetan without them. Remember, it emanates from the UK government in a sense that they want to empower. It aims to support a range of strategic intervention, which is in 19 cities across, it's about 10 countries. So they came to us, and then fortunately it fell in our department, and we managed to push it to council so that we expedite the processes.
So, councillor, at this point, apart from getting your ducks in a row and lining up the framework and so on, this has not been implemented yet. Would it be fair to say that?
Yeah.
Yes, do continue, councillor.
Awesome. There's a background sound. Yeah, so it hasn't been implemented yet. It's on the first phase where we are engaging the residents of Soweto in particular. There's a positive feedback. They are welcoming the document, and they are contributing as well in the document on how they want to envision Soweto. Remember, the city of Johannesburg is a world-class African city. So we want to put the city in a world-class map.
Ferial Hafagi, I mean, how do we evaluate and assess what this achieves? Because I would have thought a lot of residents would think, well, we have heard plans before. What we actually want is pipes that carry water and sewage without either finding their way into the streets outside our doors.
So I suppose why I found this interesting is that it's a really... And it's part of a global plan. If you read Bloomberg's City Lab, you'll see
right.
that a nodal city district is really the way to go. I suppose it's too early days for us to envision what that might look like. But as I thought the MMC could give us, and maybe in a while we can go it again, is this is what you should see at these points as this framework moves from paper into action. Because
right.
I guess that's the problem we often speak about, is things stay on paper, they don't turn into reality. And I thought for next Monday, we might look at the 124 key items in the Integrated Development Plan. That's the business plan of the city, if you like, that were promised for 2020 and 2021, specifically for Region D, which is Soweto. And we'll definitely come back to that next week. And that's your nuts and bolts, is houses and pipes and clinics and swimming pools, etc. And we can ask very detailed questions about those, as well as how it fits into this, I thought, quite aspirational idea of a nodal district.
Thank you very much. Ferial Hafaji from Daily Maverick. Tapelo Ahmad, MMC for Development Planning in the City of Joburg. More on that Soweto Framework Plan at the same time next week.